Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey, Jennifer Horn. Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing today?
Wow. Jennifer, look at Horn. You all full of blank and vinegar.
Yeah, huh? There's Ken Kessler who's here with us to help monitor what's going on in the social media and be just generally in touch with what's going on today. Today is Thursday, President's Day, the real President's Day. Remember when we were, well, you don't remember when you were kids. Well, you remember when you were kids.
Yes, I do.
But you don't remember the same thing when you were a kid as I do. There were two holidays. One was February the 12th. The other is, Washington's birthday is the 22nd, right? So we would have 2 days off from school.
Actually, I think I do remember that. That was our lifetime.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it was in our lifetime. Anyway, the geniuses in Congress decided we ought to put it together in one day and have it on a Monday so all the unions can have a three-day weekend. Woo-hoo! So anyway, today is February the 12th, and it's Abe's birthday. Let's get to things that are of interest and importance here. I think there are, well, the president asking Congress for new war powers seems to be rather an interesting way to go about business, given his track record of not going to Congress for pretty much anything. Mm-hmm. He says, we're not going to repeat the large and costly ground wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think that sounds like George Bush saying, we're going to get in, and we're going to get out.
All right. Well,
and
I think this is...
There'll be a big...
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think this is a political move by the president. I mean, think about this. He's acting right now with the airstrikes on ISIS under an act that was given to George Bush back in, what, 2002? That was that didn't have an expiration date on it. So basically, the president has power to do this, no expiration date. Okay, so now he goes to Congress and says, well, we're done with those days. Here's something I want to do for 3 days. It's going to supersede that last one and make this only work until 2018.
And so, do the people in Congress do it, yes or no? Good idea?
Here's the thing. I don't understand why it would be even an argument. You know, sometimes people get so caught up in this Democrat versus Republican thing. I mean, do we need to fight ISIS? In my opinion, yes, we do. So even though the president doesn't have an idea of who he's fighting, he doesn't have a clear agenda, I mean, something's got to be done. So I don't know why you would say no to it.
Why, the Congress would say no to it?
Yeah.
No. Yes, no? Maybe?
Yes, no. Maybe so.
Kenny, what do we have for comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show on the president looking to have new war powers for the situation against ISIS.
Let me see. Thomas says, here's my question. The Western world thinks much of the Arab world is screwed up, yet not a lot of countries are stepping up. Why is it that America has to foot the bill? Japan, China, they make a ton of money off of us, yet when it comes to war issues, where are they?
Well, because we'll do it. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, exactly, because we'll do it.
Because we'll do it.
And spend your money to do it. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. In a moment, the examination that needs to take place with the shooting of these three Muslims. That's next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15 in-store only while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. Especially when it comes to motor oil. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Go ahead.
Valvoline, Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. We're both chatting off the air. I'm watching QVC just for the heck of it because my partner in the 9 o'clock hour in My Cool Inventions is a former QVC host for 28 years. And I'm fascinated. I've never watched much of this, even though I had an opportunity to go to work when I was working in Tampa. I had an offer to go across the street and do some of that. And I thought
you would have been great at QVC.
Yeah, but my hands are too much like a farmer's hands. And when you look at the manicure job that these hosts have, it looks like somebody's given them a hand transplant.
Yeah, no, they're perfect and smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sure are. Okay, what's the story here with the three people that were shot in Chapel Hill, North Carolina? Authorities investigating whether this was a hate crime or they are to believe the three people who were killed was in a dispute over a parking lot. I'm thinking that that's a stretch, it seems to me. Yeah. Kind of like the situation with the guy who, wait a minute, let me just back up here just for a second. The man, I'm trying to remember, why do these things just come into my mind and go out of there? My mind goes so fast. Goes, oh, yeah. And I'm thinking about this guy who killed somebody.
Okay.
And
where were they?
He says it was, oh, no, it's a Chris, all right, there's so many trials going on. Chris Kyle trial.
Yeah.
The Kyle trial.
The Kyle trial.
In which both of the parties agree that this guy who had supposedly had PTSD killed Kyle. They both say, yep, he did it. The defense says, well, he's crazy because of all of the things that happened to him when he was at war. He didn't know what he was doing. And the prosecutor says, baloney. He knew exactly what he was doing.
I think it's
so,
Huey.
Anyway, yeah. Well, is this Huey, though? Is this about a parking dispute? Or is this about this guy not liking Muslims? These people were all students at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, right?
Yes.
Husband and wife, I think, with a 19-year-old friend. The sisters. I think the wife and the other lady were sisters. So there's a lot of people looking at this and saying, this is pretty simple to figure out. Kenny, do you agree that it's simple to figure out? You look at the facts as they've been presented so far, and you ask yourself, how do you come to another conclusion other than this was a hate crime?
Yeah, these people were all killed execution style, and if this was a heated argument over a parking space, it wouldn't have been like that.
All right, there's a heated outcry on Twitter under the hashtag Muslim Lives Matter. You know, there's been a lot of that lately. I read something yesterday, and I think it has to do with a book, but I'm not sure, about Black Lives. There's a whole,
yeah, it's Black Lives Matter. It's a hashtag based on Ferguson.
Yeah, okay. But it didn't. Then it's been widely circulated since some of the other incidents that were basically the same.
Right.
Right? So Black Lives Matter, Muslim Lives Matter, and they do.
Yes,
of course they do.
All lives. Here's a hashtag for everybody.
All lives
matter.
Right.
I'm so sick of this.
Why don't you start
divisiveness?
That?
I'm going to. You know,
okay,
what? That's a great
let's
idea.
Let's start that. Yeah,
all
start
lives
that
matter.
Right now. Okay, yep. Okay. Let's do it. Meanwhile, there's three innocent people that are dead. That's pretty much the bottom line here. And whether this guy goes, it'd be interesting especially Chapel Hill is a pretty progressive area, but North Carolina, North Carolina is not too bad. South Carolina, with apologies to people who are listening on the four or five stations that carry this program in South Carolina, there are pockets. How about this? Would be tactful. There are pockets in South Carolina, and then I traveled yesterday through. Where did I start yesterday morning? I was in Jackson, Mississippi, and then I drove through Louisiana into Texas. Oh, this is the quintessential experience. So I'm getting low on gas, and I'm in the middle of nowhere. But I see a gas station, so I pull off the highway and go into the gas station. Well, it happens the gas station is also the place where you can buy lotto tickets. There were 400 people, most of them black, standing in line to buy Powerball tickets.
No kidding.
And I watched them as they did. They had a policeman directing traffic in and out of the parking lot, so that the people who were trying to get gas didn't get stuck in the line of people that were going into park. They were parked all. This is a farming area. They were parked in the cornfield. They were everywhere. And I was looking at these people's faces and thinking, what a sad reality. The desperation on some of the faces. I mean, some of them were having a good time. One guy standing in line with a six-pack of beer.
That's a fun guy.
But they were waiting for hours to buy tickets.
Well, everybody had Powerball fever.
Yeah. Well, there was a winner in Texas. Where were the other two winners? Anybody know? I know that they're
Puerto Rico and North Carolina.
Ah, okay. Good. Yes. By the way, I'm in Dallas this morning. Good day time. 18 past the hour. The fate of Bob Simon in a moment here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita soft baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Hi, I'm Representative Helen Miller from Iowa. Did you know that hepatitis C kills more Americans each year than HIV? In fact, up to 75% of infected Americans don't realize they have the virus. Hepatitis C is the number one cause of catastrophic liver damage and liver cancer. Baby boomers are most at risk. Fortunately, new treatments can cure the virus in most cases. Just ask your health care provider for a simple blood test and know your hepatitis C status. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you can save.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. Bob Simon had been working for 60 Minutes for quite a long time. Really bizarre circumstances. He was in a town car on his way to do an interview, and he got rear-ended on the West Side Highway in New York, which goes along the Hudson River, on his way to this assignment. The car was pushed into another car, and Simon was killed. So a lot of people are looking at his career, but it seems like, again, kind of a waste. He's gotten a lot of awards, was often on assignment all over the world. I remember him from Vietnam, as a matter of fact. He'd been around that long, 73 years old. The point of his dying for me is that you don't know what the next second, what the next minute, what the next hour, what the next day, what the next week, the next month, the next year will mean to you. So live it and love the people who are important. Live that as best as you can. The best way to enjoy life is to be the best you can be. 21 after the hour.
The Freeze-Dried Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dried Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Stevie Wonder on the Good Day program. Oh, this is a great song. Crank it up, Kevin. I love you. And I mean it from the bottom of my Stevie Wonder's catalogs of songs, catalogs, because there's so many of them. A lot of stars popped up at the Nokia Theater in Los Angeles, Jen, paying tribute to him. It's a two-hour special that'll be on CBS sometime soon. And not only I just called to say I love you, but for once in my life, songs in the key of life. An all-star Grammy salute opened with Beyonce and Lady Gaga. And just all kinds of people were there. I'm just always so impressed by him whenever you see him. LL Cool J hosted the evening. He's very good at this hosting gig.
Yeah, he's really good.
Let's see, Tony Bennett was there. Prince was there. Looks like the who's who of all the great black singers and a lot of white singers as well. So it was, he played some Superstition. You Are the Sunshine of My Love is another one of the great, great songs. He said, find a way of committing yourself to love. What? How heavy is that? Find a way of committing yourself to love. And loving yourself. He didn't say that. I'm suggesting that may be a postscript to that. All right, so congratulations, Stevie Wonder. Look for that TV appearance on CBS. That'll be a great show. Meanwhile, speaking of shows, last night the monologues from the late night show, starting with Conan O'Brien for a smile or two.
It was announced yesterday, late afternoon, that Brian Williams has been suspended. You hear that? Yeah. And a new poll just came out. It shows Brian Williams has fallen from number 23 to number 835 on the most trustworthy celebrity list. NBC has suspended Brian Williams for 6 months without pay. No pay. Yeah. Williams said he's not worried because soon his veterans benefits will kick in.
It's his tell-all book by David Axelrod, one of President Obama's former strategists. He's revealing all kinds of stuff, like the fact that apparently Obama chose Joe Biden as his VP because of his energy and enthusiasm. You know, the qualities you look for are someone whose main job is traveling to state funerals. It's like, yo, sorry about your bro, dude. Hey, what's up? Obama chose Joe Biden as VP because of his energy and enthusiasm, which is the same reasons he picked his dog, Bo. The same exact thing. It's very interesting. Bo, get back. Axelrod also said in his new book that Obama lied to Americans to get votes in 2008 when he said he opposed gay marriage. Of course, Republicans have already turned it into a scandal. Benghazi.
Not sure how to feel about this. A lawmaker in Tennessee is pushing to make the Bible the official state book. Make the Bible the official state book of Tennessee. It would replace Tennessee's current state book, the menu at Cracker Barrel.
That's pretty funny. Here is Wendy Williams from her program yesterday answering an audience member's question about an apartment lease causing tension between two people.
So I've been living with my good friend from college for 3 years now. However, now she wants to move in with her boyfriend, but she wants me to move out and for him to move in. Both of our names are on the lease. We live two blocks from Central Park in this beautiful, spacious apartment.
Oh, that's prime real estate.
Prime. So how do we resolve this but still remain friends?
Okay, first of all, there's so much tension now in this friendship in my mind that you won't remain friends after this, unfortunately. So take that out. Now it's about business. The business of who stays in the apartment.
Exactly.
Now she can buy you out. Right. In other words, I know you don't own it, you're renting it. Mm-hmm. She can buy out the rest of your lease. I say first, last, and security. Whatever that was, that's what she should give to you. And then you leave if you want to. Otherwise, she's got to leave. But either way, this friendship is done.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and David Frum. Coming right up, will the ISIS immolation of a Jordanian pilot finally push other Middle Eastern countries into the fight?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and David Frum. After beheadings, ISIS has now burned to death a Jordanian pilot. Will or should this lead America or other Middle Eastern countries into escalating the fight against ISIS?
I have an outlier view on this. I don't regard ISIS as even one of our top three strategic challenges. I think we are way over-invested in it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the president is involved with this because of the horrifying footage. I think for him, ISIS is an escape from a problem that actually is one of our top challenges, and that is the problem of Iran. By focusing our attention on ISIS, he can distract us from the fact that he is building a de facto strategic partnership with Iran, which is actually a strategic threat and a much greater strategic threat than ISIS.
Well, Iran would be a greater strategic threat than ISIS, and it might be good to keep our enemies closer in that regard. I agree with David that ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call them in and of themselves, they pose no existential threat to the United States. They can, you know, send some nasty wannabe lone wolf people out and maybe they can cause some trouble. We've seen them do that. But these are criminals. These are child rapists. They are murderers. They are cowards. And they ought to be held up for ridicule.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and David Frum.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. You only win once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Today will be a good day if you have that in your head. It's 27 for the new hour. That'd be 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with people and names in the news. Ready for number one?
Yes.
Francesco Schettino.
Oh.
Francesco Schettino. Do we know who Francesco Schettino is?
I know he's on Schettino Creek. Without a ship. We should say that.
He's, or he was, let's say, the captain. The captain of the Costa Concordia.
This was the doofus, right, who was out on the deck showboating for, no pun intended, trying to impress some lady friend of his. He gets too close, I think, hits the rocks, and then the whole ship goes under. And where did he go? Oh, he was on the first boat out of trouble. He left everybody behind, right?
See you later. And 16 years from now, Francesco, we'll see you when you get out of this land.
That's what I don't understand. He was just, they called him guilty. Okay, so he had a guilty conviction or whatever. For 52 people, I think, for manslaughter, he got 16 years in prison. Now, does that seem like weird math to you? Is that the new Common Core?
I don't know. There were 4,200 people on this boat. I didn't realize that there were that many people on there. He's 54 now, so he'll get out in, let's see, when he's 70. So he won't be able to do too much damage after he's 70. I don't know. What do you do? How do you decide in your own mind after you decide somebody's guilty or not? When they're guilty, what do you think the punishment should be? That's why we have laws that sort of describe it. Now, he was tried in Italy, where they're not necessarily too consistent with the law. Their own laws, even. But I suppose when you think about it.
Because of his negligence. 50 families were affected because of his negligence. Yeah. So, I mean, 16 years, man, goes like this. Bamo, I think.
Gonzo,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. I've known you for 16 years. It seems just like that.
Right? Back to when you cradled me as a little baby.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're on my knee. Jerry Tarkanian. You know, I don't know much about basketball. Don't know much.
Is that
much
Tark the Shark, or am I all wrong?
Yeah.
It is?
No, I think that was what he was called, yeah. He was the Hall of Fame coach, won a national title for UNLV, made University of Las Vegas synonymous with basketball. He passed away at the age of 84 yesterday. And so I would, again, not bother to mention it much, except there seem to be a lot of people. I even remember his name for the same reasons. So, and here's another name that I remember because I worked with him, and I found him to be an affable fellow. Pete Rose says that he wants the new commissioner of baseball to have a chat with him.
I hope that he does.
He wants to... I do, too, actually.
Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Give me a break.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Anyway, it'll be very interesting to see how that is all. I don't know much about this guy, Manfred. What do we know about him, Kenny? And why is he? What happened to the guy who was baseball commissioner before?
Bud Selig.
Who's it? Selig. Yeah. He was, I don't remember what happened to him. He disappeared, retired. What did he do?
I think he retired.
Did he really? Okay. So this is actually this would be a great social media pitch. Not whether P. Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame or not, but should baseball allow him to talk to the new commissioner? That'd be a good storyline, don't you think?
Why not?
888-302-3684. I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame, and I hope he gets there. Whether he gets there this way or another way remains to be seen. In a few minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Matthew Ho, who is with the Center for Intelligent International Policy, talking about what's going on in the Middle East and whether or not the president should have special war powers. That's the next conversation after we focus on Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Did you bring some today, Dougie? I hope so.
I did not. I'm staying away from donuts.
Whatever.
They announced yesterday that the croissant donut.
Oh, the cronut.
Which was supposed to be a limited time offer has been added to their menu permanently. Wow. What news. Staggering.
So are they changing fact, the name of their store to Dunkin' Cronuts?
To... Maybe. 8.5 million of these things have been sold since November. And that's why they have decided to keep it. But this, why do they have different shapes? The stuff all tastes the same. It's like pasta. Would you like spaghetti or would you like rotini?
Because sometimes
all
it holds...
The same. It just looks different.
No, but it holds the sauce differently for pasta.
All right, so then what's the difference with donuts? They all look the same. So why do
no,
we have...
No, but donuts all look the same, but they have different types of doughs that make the nuts. So like with the crow nut, it's made with croissant dough. Not dough, not dough. Duh.
Jennifer knows her donuts. Don't try it.
Duh, nut.
I'm just in a weird mood today. Can you tell?
Yes, I can tell that. Right. I think we're all a little tipsy. I've had the most sleep I've had since I left the house on Sunday was like 4 hours. And I was looking forward to Brendan coming. My son, he was going to meet me here in Dallas today to drive the rest of the way into Los Angeles. But he made the mistake yesterday of buying a ticket on Spirit Airlines. So here's a quick story for you, other than a good reason never to buy any ticket from. I've said since the beginning, this is an airline that has no reason for being. But the reason that they are in existence is because they screw customers like this. So Brendan goes online. He knows American flies to Dallas. He knows that Virgin flies, and he checks out the tickets are $400 because he did get the tickets yesterday or the day before. So he sees $200 for Spirit. He clicks on it and buys the ticket. And it says on the fine print on the ticket copy that you get from Spirit, if you don't buy this ticket directly from us, you will automatically be put on the standby list. Brendan doesn't see that. Whether, you know, you can say, okay, he should have seen it, should have read the fine print.
Yep, lesson here, young son.
You make an argument for that. Mm-hmm. So here's what happens. He goes to the airport, and there are 54 other people standing there in the same predicament. They had all bought their tickets from one of the, you know, whatever. There's all of these different Expedia and what's the Shatner's outfit?
Priceline.
Priceline, or wherever. Anyway, so they all get automatically on the standby list. The plane's sold out, so all the seats are filled. And they got 54 people there that they know they don't have any space for, but because they hook them on this with not telling them really up front that you're on a standby list, they give you a $200 voucher, and you can use that on a future trip, but you can't get your money back. So that was that story, and that kind of stuff, which is so, these people are so treacherous. I mean, it's bad enough the big legacy airlines screwing you, but this is a new, this is the height of being screwed, I think. One way or another, I think it's just, it's unconscionable, but listen, it's the way they do it. It's 19 before the hour. In a moment, we'll find out what's going on in the Middle East and whether or not the president should have war powers from Congress here on Good Day.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 2 dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase, plus a box of gourmet chocolates for just $29.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HEART30.
Tonight, you don't want to miss the premiere of The Slap on NBC.
A great new drama about how even in the most normal family, one event can change everything forever.
Yeah, and that event is a slap.
Yes.
And check out the cast in the show. Peter Sarsgaard, Zachary Quinto, Uma Thurman.
There's a lot to love in The Slap.
Yeah, the critics agree. Vanity Fair calls The Slap one of the best new shows on TV.
And they would be right.
Yep.
It's the perfect fit for the all-new NBC Thursday.
It's going to be an amazing new night of drama, so don't miss the premiere of The Slap, followed by The Blacklist, and then Allegiance, tonight on NBC.
There is something about the road that beckons and invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But, while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through March 2nd, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
There's only one thing better than enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee yourself, and that's giving BuzzBox coffee as a special gift to a family member or loved one for Valentine's Day. You've heard Jennifer talk about it. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard me tell you the stories of listeners who have decided once they called 866-456-7805 or gone to DougStefan.com, they've tested this. It was a free sample, so why not, right? Get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee, and as a matter of fact, you can send as many as you want to your friends as Valentine's Day gifts. Check it out. Order for you or a friend at 866-456-7805 or go to DougStefan.com. Joining us now is Matthew Ho, Senior Fellow at the Center for International Policy, former Director of the Afghanistan Study Group, which is a network of foreign and public policy experts and professionals advocating for a change in strategy in Afghanistan. Also a former State Department official who resigned in protest from his post in Afghanistan over the strategic policy and goals in Afghanistan. That was in September of 2009. He served in Iraq. He knows his way around the Middle East, so we're going to try to figure out whether, in his mind, it makes sense for the president to have war powers. Good morning, Matthew. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
All right. So you're for or against Obama having the war powers that he's requested from Congress?
So I'm against it. I see no reason why we should authorize another war, particularly as this president has been unable to accomplish anything really with American intervention in the Middle East, besides the great loss of life and greater instability and chaos.
Well, the circumstances are interesting as to how this all came about. I was talking earlier about this being our fault. The original sin here was actually from the American side way back when the oil barons were trying to get a hold of as much oil as they could, making all kinds of deals with people all over the Middle East. And the way they treated the locals was the reason that we have so much animosity aimed at us today. Having said that, you know, people change and things change, but this doesn't seem to have changed. It's kind of like the whole situation between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Does it ever change? No, it does never change. So meanwhile, we kill Saddam Hussein, create instability in the region. We didn't do it. Well, we were responsible. George Bush and his cronies all believed when he asked for the same war powers, we got war from this mass destruction. Let's go in there. And so how many American lives were wasted in that thing? And is that really what you're thinking here? Is this a replication of what went on in Iraq? Do you think it would go that far?
There's the old line, of course, Doug, that you know, history repeats itself. I've also heard, and I like to say, if it doesn't repeat itself, it often rhymes. But certainly, if you look at the history of American involvement overseas, really since World War II, the blunders we've made militarily, the regimes we supported, the betrayal of our own values, to secure some type of short-term geopolitical interest to make sure that country, right?
It's not even the short-term. Look at our relationship with Saudi Arabia. There's a bunch of biggest scoundrels, and where they're our pals, we go over and kiss the butt of the new prince, and we go pay attention to that thug that was the king who had 95 lives. You just said something that's very interesting. We have foregone our, I think I'm paraphrasing, morals and or values to stay pals with these guys so that we make sure we get plenty of oil from them. That's the only reason I go back to what I said before.
Exactly, Doug. You know, and the crazy thing is then, you know, we do this, we go, and I think the way you just described the relationship with the Saudis is perfect, with this repressive, thuggish theocracy, but then across the Persian Gulf, we are ready to go to war against another repressive, thuggish theocracy. So our policy doesn't even make any sense in terms of who our allies are and who our allies are not. In one hand, we excuse the Saudis. We sell them arms. We do everything we can to keep them in power. And then on the other, we're banging the drums to go to war against Iran. And the difference is minimal.
It shows the power of the military-industrial complex, because all this stuff is created. Just look at who gives what money to who's running for what office, and it's pretty simple to conclude, pretty easy to conclude, and pretty correct to conclude. This is all about selling out, if you will. And the thing that really frustrates me, and I'll sort of end on this note, is the defense contractors always get paid, but we don't have enough money to take care of the veterans who go over there and put their lives on the line and get all kinds of ailments, and we're busy screwing them while we pay all of these big companies for making more guns and arms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you have done a nice job giving us the idea. You say no to giving Obama war powers. That's the story. Matthew Ho here on Good Day.
Attention construction pros. IronPlanet.com and Cat Auction Services are joining forces to produce the February sale the entire industry is talking about. That's right. Two leaders in the sale of construction equipment and trucks are combining to produce one live, unreserved auction in Orlando today only. Go to IronPlanet.com. The three-day sale will feature quality used excavators, wheel loaders, tractors, motor graders, compactors, work platforms, lifts, trucks, and much more. 1,500 items will sell over 3 days. Buy what you need live at the Orlando auction or buy it online. Go to IronPlanet.com right now and view guaranteed inspection reports on every piece of equipment for sale. All the items will have guaranteed inspection reports so you can buy with complete confidence. Go to IronPlanet.com and register free now. The Iron Planet and Cat Auction Services sale has tens of millions of dollars worth of used equipment from some of the biggest dealers, OEMs, rental companies, and contractors in the business. It'll all be sold today only. Attend it live in person or go online to IronPlanet.com.
This is the coolest thing. If you're like me, I'm a big boy with my big toys. This is a place for serious people, though, as well as for, you can find some things that can have some fun with. Construction equipment, for sale. This is a big, live, unreserved auction in Orlando through tomorrow. IronPlanet.com is a company that I've used. I've sold bulldozers. I've sold excavators. I've sold trucks there. They are the leader for online auctions. You don't have to go there. It's kind of fun to to go there, but you don't have to go there. 1,500 items being sold, so check it out live at ironplanet.com. There are probably girls who have. Would you like to go to an auction like that, Jennifer?
I'd prefer to try it once. Yeah, to try it.
A comparable boys with their toys for girls. Yeah. Girls and their curls?
Girls with their curls. There you go. A makeup auction. I like it.
51 after on Good Day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
At the hour, Tech Talk time now, the Doug Good Day program. Mr. Stephan, Ms. Horn, Mr. Kessler here with our focus on technology in the next few minutes. Let's get right to Shelley Palmer in a moment. He's going to talk about Apple's new patent, which will unlock your car when you leave your keys inside the car. They have a new product they've patented, which will unlock the car. How many people? I just got out of the corner of my eye when I opened up the trunk yesterday to put a couple of things in, and I threw the keys on this trunk floor, and then I put the went to put the trunk roof down, and oops, I looked right in there and grabbed them. But that's it's something that a lot of people do. So we'll find out how to fix that problem in a moment here on Good Day.
And now for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped, and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, locking your keys in your car is a miserable experience. Thanks to a new patent Apple was just granted, we may never have to deal with that again. Apple's new patent describes a way for your iPhone to unlock your car through Bluetooth and a special access code. To prevent theft or unauthorized access, your iPhone would pass along the digital key to another registered device like an Apple Watch or a partner's iPhone, which would then unlock your car. AAA says 4 million motorists are locked out of their cars each year, so a quick fix fix on your wrist would save everyone a lot of time. That's not the only way the upcoming Apple Watch may let you interact with your car. A team of developers recently modeled Tesla's iPhone app to run on the Apple Watch to let you lock and unlock your car's doors, turn on its headlights, and remind you where you're parked. Self-driving cars may be in our future, but the tech we have now is closing the gap between us and our cars. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tonight, you don't want to miss the premiere of The Slap on NBC.
A great new drama about how even in the most normal family, one event can change everything forever.
Yeah, and that event is a slap.
Yes.
And check out the cast in this show. Peter Sarsgaard, Zachary Quinto, Uma Thurman.
There's a lot to love in The Slap.
Yeah, the critics agree. Vanity Fair calls The Slap one of the best new shows on TV.
And they would be right.
Yep.
It's the perfect fit for the all-new NBC Thursday.
It's going to be an amazing new night of drama, so don't miss the premiere of The Slap, followed by The Blacklist, and then Allegiance, tonight on NBC.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online. Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer valid through 2/14/15, in-store only while supplies last.
So affected. All right.
Wow.
I'm not sure I'm getting a cue. Do we have a cue? Hi.
Here's your cue.
Here we go.
Cue.
Here's my cue. LG, in partnership with Google, is going to offer a virtual reality headset free of charge to buyers of their G3 smartphone. So what's that going to do to the sales of this? Is this going to be good for the buyer, Kenny, for LG, for Google? Obviously, Google thinks a minute they wouldn't go into it.
Sure, if you're interested in virtual reality, it's I think these things cost around $300 that you'll get it for free.
That's right. Yeah, really, that's a good deal. Microsoft's answer to Google Now and Apple Siri is Cortana, an upgrade on the horizon that may include the ability for users to search and play shared music between home devices. That's something that will, I guess, if you're in, I don't find Google Now and Apple Siri. Well, Siri's kind of fun. Siri, tell me who Doug Stephan is. We'll look that up. One third of parents plan to give their children mobile phones before they turn 13, while nearly half of those surveyed plan to do so between the ages of 13 and 16. Nearly 15% in this poll said they would give their children phones by the time they turn 10. You're stupid. How's that?
I like it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's strong,
Apple,
but
Samsung,
I like it.
Yeah, Apple, Samsung, and Google have already added kill switch technology to smartphones. So what does that do? It allows you to, is your phone shut down if you're not using it, or what happens?
If somebody steals your phone, you can shut it down.
Oh, really? Is this for everywhere, or is it just in certain cities?
It's for everywhere. It shuts down your device, so they can't get access to anything that you have on your phone. Or any accounts.
Apple Pay is catching on. Now, what did we say this week earlier? JetBlue started using it. Apple Pay is, is aimed at going to the big retail store. Didn't they try it the last Christmas? It didn't work? Do I remember that?
They did a soft opening with just a few stores to try and get it out there.
Right. Soft, very soft. Didn't work very well.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.